Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Sully, babe, welcome to the Odyssey Check-In. Thank you so much for kicking it with me for a few minutes.
Wow, is this what we're calling it, the Odyssey Check-In?
This is what we're doing, darling. This is what it's all
about.
A new album we got coming February?
That's the hope.
That's the hope, February.
It's done. It's done. It's in the can. It's ready, man.
Yeah,
the new track is coming at the end of September. It's called Surrender. It's a pretty powerful song. I'm loving this record. And then we'll release probably our second single in February with the release of the whole album.
What is the vibe of the record in your humble opinion of the man behind it?
I can honestly say in my entire career, in all the decades I've been doing this, every artist comes out and they're like, their new record is the best record, blah, 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 right? Yeah. I can honestly say in my entire career, I've never once said in any interview, in any magazine that, you know, this is my best album. It's my best work of all time. I've always loved the records. I've always supported it. And I've always knew there would be some strong singles on it. But I've never said those words that this is our best work yet. And I'm telling you right now, this is our fucking best work yet.
Yeah. And why
this
is
record
that?
It's just such a good album, man. Like I could send you down the journey that this record is about from A to Z, but this is a record that even if you don't know the stories behind it, which is really based on my life, my whole entire career, the journey that I took from the time I began, you know, through all the ups and downs that I went in my journey, all the way to appreciating my band again, getting over those hurdles, you know, having so much respect and love for those guys, to the last song, which is called Lighting Up the Sky, which is the title track, which is really about looking back at that journey. And if I could reflect on it, what would I tell myself as a young Sully? What advice would I give myself? You know, would I do it differently? Would I go faster? Would I go slower? And would I live with any regrets, knowing that if I didn't do it that way, would I have even gotten to where I gotten, you know, and having none of those regrets. So, but without the storyline individually per song, I think fans are going to love this record because you can just enjoy it for what it is. It's a high voltage, high energy, hard rock album packed with melodies, packed with good hooks, big grooves, great guitar solos. It is a true, true hard rock record. And we are really, really proud of this body of work. And I really think it may be the last piece of Godsmack music you're ever going to hear. This could be the last one for us. But sure. I think the message on this record, when you hear it and you spend some time with it and you see how it ends, because there's even a special little thing we did for all the veteran fans that know our albums really well. By the end of this song, of the last song, you'll hear as the song's ringing out, we put some little treats in there for you that's going to bring you back to when this record ends, the first record begins.
Gotcha.
So,
wow. It's like the Godsmack movie on vinyl or whatever, right?
In a
musical
cycle of life. Yeah.
And your foundation has been going on for a few years now. How is that changed your life running a foundation like that?
It's going well. I mean, you know, it's changed my life in a way where I'm relieved to finally have a vehicle to be able to help and give back where I feel I have the most experience. When I started to think about my life and the things that affected me the most, it was always from my childhood and how I was raised in the, you know, the inner cities, of the suburbs of Boston and being involved in gangs and drugs and violence and crime and blah, blah, blah. And so that's where I felt like my strength was and my experience. So we started this nonprofit, obviously, you know, as the Scars Foundation, which helps everybody with all things mental illness, from PTSD to bullying to suicide prevention, severe depression, addiction, all those categories funnel people into a depressive state of mind or can. And that's usually when we lose them, because when you go dark like that, you go internal. And when you go internal, you go silent. And the silent killer really is depression. So we felt that this was a really important topic. And in a nutshell, if people don't know what it's really, what this thing is about, it's not just about you donating. I mean, when you can, of course, we always need money because we're always trying to do events and raise more money and help more people. We have therapists on board. We have PhDs on board. We have like a lot of artists and corporations, from Best Buy to United Health Services to recovery centers. But what's important is that if you don't even have a dime, it's good to know that it's there, because you can go to the website, and we've built a community for people to just sit in. And even if you're not ready to talk yet, you can listen to other people's stories, because sometimes those stories will inspire you to tell your story. And once you start telling your story, that's when the healing begins, because it's no longer locked into your chest inside your body. And that's what we try to do, is create a community where you can release this stuff and at least start to see if you want more help. And if you do, we can take you deeper down the rabbit hole then.
ScarsFoundation.com?
Yeah, ScarsFoundation.org.
.org.
Like orgasm. Okay. Great. Yeah.
Hey, I like your style there.
Actually, the easier way to remember is just to go to godsmack.com, because on our homepage, there's a tab for the Scars Foundation.
Okay, cool. All right, love. Thank you for checking in with us.
Of course.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.